Back here, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Wednesday. And as always, we're pleased to be joined by a Predators player and, of course, his defenseman, Brady Shea, joining us today. Brady, what's up? How you doing?
I'm doing well. We got a nice little day off today, so just hanging out at home.
Well, I'm glad you agreed to spend a little bit of it with me. We won't keep you too long, but I got to start with last night. I mean, you've had back-to-back crazy overtime finishes for your club. Yes, you'll take the point, but obviously wanted the win. But what was kind of your interpretation of how the game ended with the rule that it was, you know, the net comes off the moorings and therefore they ruled that Minnesota was going to be awarded a goal?
Yeah, I mean, it was a wild ending, to say the least. I've never seen that before in my hockey career. I don't know if the rules that in and out, like how that is considered a goal or how it's not. Obviously the net, I think our argument was like the net was off the moorings, and that's how the puck came back to him in the first place. We thought if the net was on, where it's supposed to be, that puck would end up in the corner. So, just a crazy ending to the game. I don't know. Obviously Toronto saw something and, obviously unfortunate for us, but, nice to get obviously a point with Stammer scoring with less than a second left. So there's some good, but yeah, frustrating way to end for sure.
Yeah. And with Stammer, obviously, you know, he's struggled with the points and all that. How big was that? How excited were you guys for him to see him kind of break through?
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, he's one of the greatest goal scorers that NHL has ever seen. He's, obviously we know he's gonna put pucks in the back of the net. It's been a little tough for him so far, just get on the score sheet, but he's playing well, besides putting pucks in the net, but we know he's gonna get back to doing that, and he's just a great guy to have on our team with the leadership on and off the ice. So we're obviously thrilled to have him and love to see him score whenever he does.
Brady Shea is with us. Do you feel like you guys are starting to round the corner on how you should be playing, or are there still some things that you guys want to work on?
There's always things you want to work on. I thought last night was one of our better games of the year, if not maybe our best. I thought we controlled the game and kind of dominated. Just had a ton of chances in all the periods. The second period for sure, we were all over them, kind of playing in their zone the whole time. And it just was very connected and crisp. And I thought we played a great team game and just obviously came out on the short end of it. But I think we can definitely build off of that. And if we play like that most nights, you know, we're going to win. So I think we're playing better and better. And last night was definitely one of our better games of the year. Just unfortunately, we didn't come out with 2 points.
You know, a lot of people are going to bring this up, and I know it's obviously not an excuse, but with the schedule, everybody's dealing with it. It's condensed right now. How do you feel like you guys are handling that of having to play so many games in such a short amount of time?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of hockey for sure, and I think we're doing a great job. I mean, even last night, I thought we had one of our better games. We come off of a back-to-back where we got into Minnesota at about 2:15 in the morning, and then had a ton of energy for the game, which was awesome. And everyone's dealing with it, and it's a lot. But I think our coaching staff and our players have done a great job of trying to get as much rest as we can, and kind of knowing when to practice and when to rest, and try to give ourselves as much energy as we can for when the game starts. So I think we've done a good job of that, and yeah, it doesn't slow down here either. We got a lot more hockey in a short amount of time.
Brady Shea is with us here on the Chasing Big Joe show. So you'll play a couple of games at Bridgestone Arena and then one with the Rangers, and then you're off to Sweden. I know a lot of people are asking Phil and, you know, how he's going to feel about going home, but how excited are you guys to get to go overseas and go to Sweden and play a couple of games against the Penguins?
Yeah, super excited. I mean, obviously it'll be very special for Phil being able to play in his home country. And I think we'll obviously enjoy that for him and want to play really hard for him because he's going to want to win, obviously. We're super excited. Sweden's a beautiful country, and I've been lucky enough to be there a couple times, and I love staying there. So it'll be a ton of fun. Obviously, the main thing we're there is to win hockey games. So we'll against a good team in Pittsburgh. So it'll be a good test, but fun for the team to get over there, do a little team bonding and kind of enjoy a different culture.
I'm sure he has some things planned and knows where to take you guys.
He should, at least. I think I haven't heard yet. We have him, and then also Adam Willsby is from. He is actually from Stockholm, so I know he's got some spots as well. So we'll definitely be leaning on those two guys for dinner recommendations and things like that.
Back to hockey, Nick Perbix, you know, signs with the team. You've been playing alongside him quite a bit. Why has that worked? I feel like you guys are working really well together.
I think we've kind of read off each other really well. I think since training camp, we've started playing together, and really haven't been apart since. So I think the familiarity is getting better and better. And, he's just a great defenseman. I mean, overall, like all around, can play 200 feet, plays great defensively, and then can join the offense. So for me, he's just super easy to read off of, and we're trying our best to obviously play solid defense. And then when there's an opportunity to get involved in the offense, I think we both are capable of doing that.
Well, Brady, I appreciate the time this morning. Enjoy the day off. Maybe don't think about hockey for the rest of the day. This will be your hockey for today, but enjoy the day. And thanks so much for doing this.
Yes, of course. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
That's Brady Shea, Predators defenseman, joining us here on the program. And again, they are back at it tomorrow night against the Philadelphia Flyers. Max Herz will have the pregame show for you at 6:00. The puck drop with Pete Weber and Jay Moore at Bridgestone Arena just after 7:00. We'll come back. We'll react to some of this and the crazy ending from last night. That's all ahead. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.